Began speaking about Yonim of Zilzal Shabbos, because in terms of doing various things on Shabbos, starting them even before Shabbos, and you can't pinpoint any other malacha, any other halachic problem, but Gufa, the fact that some Zilzal Shabbos may be a problem. For example, we started with the Gemara in Shabbos, that even though we paskin against Shitas Beis Shammai of Shvitas Kelim, and that Mishugin Yudayin Yudbeis, Beis Shammai forbids, let's say, setting an animal trap, if it's going to cause the animal to be trapped on Shabbos, but Beis Hillel says it's okay, or you could start going to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to start your a process of dyeing your garments before Shabbos, if it's going to continue to set on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says it's okay. Shvi says kelim, it's only your kelim which are working. Yet, even though we paskin like Beis Hillel, maybe at some point we'll clarify whether we completely paskin like Beis Hillel. Are there any other time? But afal pichein, the Gemara says ein nos nimchitin l'rechayim el shi'etchinu mibod yom. Still, you can't put grain in the mill in order to grind it. And Rashi explains the Gemara says a marabam neishamash ma'as kol. Shemashma'as kol causes a sound. So Rashi says, Shemashma'as kol, the Avsha Milsa, it creates a huge disturbance. The Iko Zelusa, and therefore there is a disgrace for Shabbos. Famous Rashi. And the Ritva combines that with Uvdun Dechol. Something we'll get into right now. So, again, we spoke last time in terms of whether we paskin that way. It seems to be the Gemara, another possibility in the continuation. Maybe this price is only according to Beis Shammai. So it's the question how we paskin, and it turns out to be two opinions in the Ramah, in Siman Rishon and Beis. So the conclusion, as we learned last week, was l'chadchila it's aser, b'makom seida yesh l'hakal. Okay? And then we spoke about mutter l'ha'amid klemash kolesh ikorin zeger. We spoke about the Heter of the Ugar, quoted by the Ramah, that one could leave a chiming clock, even though it's going to go off on the hour, and it's going to make noise. I don't know how much noise, I don't know if it doesn't tell you decibel levels. So he permits that, and the explanation of the poskim is that HaKol Yodim, that it was done before, Shidarkol Hamido Me'asmol, everyone knows it was done before. So the simple one way of understanding that is what the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Bir Allah, the Prima Gadim and others, that the simple way of understanding that, it was Misham Chashada. We suspect you of being Machal Shabbos, if your things are, if all your heavy equipment's running on Shabbos, it looks like you just put it on. So here, if we ever you put it on before, we don't suspect you. So that seems to be a very different Mahalach than what Rashi was saying. It's just simply, it creates a huge disturbance. Avsha Milson, if they lose the Shabbos, no matter what. But I was bothered by it. This is what we explained last time. Nowhere does it use the language of chashada. We know how to say chashada. It's all over Shas. The concept of chashada, of suspecting, don't do things which bring you to be suspected. Yet here the Gemara says something else. Mashma askol. So what's pshat in this augur? The augur doesn't say what the Mishnah Berurah explains exactly. Simple interpretation seems to be that anything which is usually done on Shabbos creates a disturbance. People think you did it. It gives the impression that you did it on Shabbos, even if they know you're a religious person. They know when you could be. They're watching you do it. Even they know it. You're doing it now. It's not the. They know you did it before and you're not doing it now. But just gives that impression that you're being machal Shabbos. Masha ein kein. Something which is having a clock on the wall, having your lights on from before Shabbos, right? Having a chiming clock. Those things are set well in advance. It doesn't create a disturbance. It's background. It's all in the background. It's not something you put on for a given period of time. It doesn't create a disturbance. You see the difference? I believe that's what pshat. Otherwise, let the Gemara say chashada. Whatever the gather is based on that, we spoke last time, classically they usually ask their, let's say, running washing machines and dryers, even if you start them before Shabbos, those are conspicuous, and they create a disgrace for Shabbos. Similarly, using loud alarms, or Moshe Feinstein asked their alarm clocks, right? Because if you hear them outside the room, and you hear, okay, if you hear it, wake up yourself is one thing, if you can hear them. Or similarly, using microphones, even if they're set before Shabbos, no other electronic problem we spoke about. So I just wanted to mention two other questions, which I think something which disturbed me is the practice that people told me that goes on. What do you think of this? Bachurim are learning in Eretz Yisrael. So you think it's a nice thing. What do you do after Shabbos? For them, Shabbos are 7 hours ahead of us. So what do? They get on the phone, they say his Dvar Torah over the voicemail at their parents' Suda Shniyah. So what do you think? So I think, based on whatever we're saying right now, even though it sounds, you would think it's a nice idea in terms of Dvar Torah, beautiful, it gives the parents nachas. No, but on the other hand, that's exactly what we're talking about. Right? If I would set a tape recorder, set the YU Torah before Shabbos, to play the Torah all day long, that's a Zilzul Shabbos. That's Avsha Milsa. So I think the same thing. No one's violating anything halakhically in terms of Enichanami. When he called, it's not Shabbos anymore. It's Motzei Shabbos. We're completely passive over here. But Afal Pichein, it creates a disturbance in the air. Anyone who's listening, that's not a thing which normally goes on in the week. That's Mashmah's call, I think. I think that sounds like a problem. I don't know how to go with this exactly, but I get the sense. What do you think also with the following? It's also very common. The Luchos HaModaos, the Beis HaKnesses.
Yeah.
Right? Now they have the digital, the old, you know, they used to have an old, they used to have signs. The bulletin boards. Now the bulletin boards are now, everything's digital.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I never understood why, like...
What's the point of it anyway? Okay, what the point of it is, I don't know.
No, I know the point. I just never understood how it's okay, but everyone does it, so...
So I think the way it would be okay would be like this, it would be like this clock. Would it be like this class that is simply just there from before Shabbos? Everyone knows it's always on. It's not really doing any.
What about the fact that it looks like?
Huh?
What about the fact that it looks like something was done during the whole? No.
Say it again?
I know nobody's doing it, so, yeah. I don't know. I guess it is like just the chiming of the clock is even less.
I would think so. The only thing which bothers me is when it's a certain occasion it's going to become very much, if it's completely background noise, you know, it's like the light is on, the air conditioner is on from before Shabbos, all these things are on from before Shabbos. So this is also on before Shabbos. This is standard practice. Or I've seen bulletin boards, I've seen in people's homes, I've seen they have pictures, digital pictures, constant, right? It's very common. So is that allowed to stay on over Shabbos? I think at this point everyone sort of sees it as the clock, the same pictures on the wall, the clock, and that. However, what bothers me more, it's a little subjective, and maybe it's a subject to change even for that reason. But at this point, let's say they have downstairs a computer,
right?
Because a regular computer screen which has whatever information has davening times. I think most of these bulletin boards look very different. They look like a special bulletin board. They are computers, but they don't look like a computer screen. You know, these are very subjective, but these subtleties may make a difference in terms of...
About that you couldn't use a computer?
About that you couldn't, what do you mean? For this reason, you're saying?
For the times.
I'm not saying Vaday, I don't like it.
Even for that, right?
I'm saying all these things are computers.
Right.
All the bulletin boards are computers.
Yeah.
I'm saying that shouldn't look like a regular computer screen.
Reason.
That gives you, when it looks like a regular computer screen, and you walk in and you see, you know, you walk into Shul and you see, oh, Microsoft, whatever, and
right.
Windows, who knows what, and,
right.
Huh? Again, these are subtleties, and that these are, again, they're very subjective, but it's intuitive, that's what I... Okay, which moves me to my next topic. So it's about Avsha Milsa so far. Now I want to move on with Me'inyan L'inyan, but also Inyan. in theory, based on what everything I just said, if it's only the only problem is when you're making a lot of noise, so in theory, what you should be able to do is leave on your radio privately in your own. If the alarm clock is the only problem, it's going to go on and everybody's going to hear it. Okay, great. So leave your radio on quietly. So only you'll hear it. What do you think? Of course not. But why? What's the problem? So what variation of the same? But we have a very common.
Is it fair to make a chiluk?
What do you mean?
It's thinking about that other people are going to hear it or not, like, just because. How would you know that maybe it's fair to say, oh, at this volume nobody's going to hear it, so it's fine, I can do it.
So Rav Moshe's gathered is going to say it outside the room. No, but. I'm saying in terms of an alarm clock,
right.
In terms of that. But if you leave something on very low, and out to that problem, it shouldn't be a problem. Out to that problem, there's going to be another. I think there's another problem which we're about to define right now. We have another concept all over Gemara's and Shabbos and Maseches Beah. We have a concept called Uvdun Dechol. Uvdun Dechol. The Hainu. The Gemara says on Shabbos Taf Kof Lam Nechares. It's Oster Litlos Mishmeres Mishum Uvdun Dechol. Hanging a strainer over a kli. It's not a problem with binyan for whatever reason. I don't want to get into the binyan aspect. I don't want to get into the makav patish. There's no malacha problem. What's the problem? Zok the Gemara, uvdun dechol. You're doing something like the weekdays. Similarly, the Gemara in Kuf Mem Gimel, lo yispog biyayim. You just say your wine spills over the floor, or your shemen spills. You shouldn't. Gather it the way you would do it during the week. The Gemara continues over there. Let's say your fruit gather all over the place. Yeah, you should pick them up one at a time. You shouldn't gather them up like into a bundle, into a basket or a box. Similarly, the Mishnah is described. I'm going to define what the point. The point is this. Well, in 2 minutes. Similarly, the Mishnayos and Maseches Beah describe even in a case. Let's say you shecht an animal on Yontif. You're allowed to shecht on Yontif. That's one of the tzorech Yontif. However, one shouldn't. Let's say divide up the animal. I'll take a third. You take a third. We'll divide up the price and things like that. Because you're doing it the way you would normally do it during the week. Besides the like a mekach or memkar type of problem.
Even though you're saying that
it's mut. Yep, sorry.
Like the three of us are going to eat it right now.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Shokel adam basik, like you shouldn't weigh it or something like that.
Right.
You shouldn't be very precise and do it in a way that right. You would do it during the week. And you shouldn't use a scale. You shouldn't use a med. I think my next mission is I shouldn't use measuring utensils. So what's pshat in all of these? And all of them are shal yasek derech uvdun b'chol. So the Rambam in a tshuva. This is all brought in Sefer Kalkelos HaShabbos. That's the Tiferes Yisrael in introduction to Shabbos. He quotes the name of the Rambam in a tshuva. All of these uvdun b'chols are what? Maybe before I get to the tshuva, for example, you even get the sense on reading what he says over the Gemaras. I said, I brought the case of Nispazru lo peros bachotzer, right? You shouldn't do a mishav uvdun dechol. So the Rambam says, what's the problem? Davich shash me'amir. We have a malacha of me'amir, of gathering. You cannot allow to gather fruit from the field. So this is not the actual malacha, but it's similar to the malacha. It will lead you to the malacha. So the Rambam goes in that vein in many of the other cases as well. And he says, this that we have a concept kederach shu osa b'chol, lav mishum oel shem mishmeres osa malacha v'chayes kila. When I made this mishmeres, this strainer, thank you. It's not a problem of malacha. Below amri, so what is rather to the problem shal yasek of the d'chol. Below amri hani shal yasek kederach shu osa b'chol im kein lo. It doesn't mean just simply imkain lo yocha kederach shocha b'chol. Like you have to eat differently. Lo yosef, you have to sit in a different chair. That can't be. Dover zeh bar lemaven. it's clear, someone understands. Ein atam motzei dvarim she'asim shem she'osu b'chol, elo dvarim she'yagilu l'malacha. According to the Rambam, these are things which will lead you, if you set up a strainer, a strainer is usually used to strain things, borer, or misham, or whatever malacha that's going to be. To go, mishanish b'rachav yishol yayin, you shouldn't, or yisbag b'yayin, or yet piyach b'shemen, you shouldn't use cloth or various shalu yasek vachol shim tati yavol deschita. If you do it the normal way, you'll come to. What they ask you per se isn't a malacha, but afraid it's going to lead you to a malacha. Similarly, in this passage, l'peiros lo yasek vachol shema yavol deimor, etc. In each of these cases, she'en davar lachol shema yasek. Well, that was only us there when it's forbidden. However. So the Rambam for the problem here is only in as much as it's going to lead you to a malacha. However, you should note the simple interpretation, and when you read about Ovdin Dachol, has nothing to do with that, about malacha. The simple pshat, when you read Ovdin Dachol, simple, it means per se, whether malacha, no malacha. That's the Rashi. Whenever he quotes this, he never qualifies. He never tells you because it's going to lead you to malacha, has anything to do with malacha. Simply something which is of the dechol itself appears to be a problem in Neyume. Then it's simply Shabbos has to be different than the chol, and it seems to be a little bit even different because the Rambam, he knows this, he quotes it himself, but apparently he thinks this will, because it's going to lead to a lacha. For example, we have Mitzochef Sechav Adaber Davar, Shelo Yehi Luchach B'Shabbos Ki Luchach B'chol, you're walking should be different, you're talking should be different. In terms of something like Kavod Shabbos, or in terms of stopping on Shabbos, in terms of some other concept, which will be brought in of doing, of acting differently on Shabbos and during the week. So a very beautiful raya. One could explain this concept of Uvdin Dechol in the following several fashions. We'll get into. There's another Rambam. Apparently, even though he doesn't use this to explain this context. Explain in this context. There's another Rambam discusses why we asered muktzah. Right? What's pshat? Why do we asered muktzah at all? What's the big deal? So the Rambam in Perek Chof Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Shabbos says, "Osu chachomim l'taltel miksas dvarim b'shabbos k'derech she'osu b'chol." You can't move certain items as you would during the week. Why? Why did they make Rabbanan make such a problem, such an answer? Amru, they gave three reasons. Rabbanan good. Amru, Uma im his hu hanaviim besivu shlo yehi luchach b'shabbos luchach b'chol. We just quoted. Your walking should be different. Lo sichas hashabbos kesichos sachol, and your talk should be different than the week. Shenem v'daber davar kal v'chomer shlo yitiltul b'shabbos ketiltul b'chol. What you're moving and manipulating should also be different than it is during the week. Kadesh lo yehei, kadesh lo kai kiyom chol bein, kadesh lo yehei hayom chol bein of your day shouldn't be treated like a weekday. But then he continues the Rambam, which may be l'shitaso. So okay, I would have thought that itself is an end. The end is because we don't want to treat it as a day chol. The Rambam continues. Once I would v'yavo l'hadbia ulasakin kelim mipino lipino. You'll end up moving things from one corner to the other. Again, no malach anaval. You're not moving from rishus to rishus within the same rishus. O mi bias lebias olatzni avonim. You'll hide things. Chayotzi borcher he batel v'yoshev v'beiso. You're sitting a person bored all day long. Chalila to think that way about Shabbos, but v'yoshev v'beiso v'yavakish davar. He's going to look for things to do. Nimsa shalosh shavas. He didn't rest. Ubita hatam shenem v'atorah leman yonua. Right. So this is, it fits under Chazal Aser. All these things. So that would, in a very excellent explanation. To understand why, what the concept is, that the person should be able to rest, and he shouldn't involve himself in all these other things. Or similarly, second reason the Rambam gives, certain thing that will lead you to malacha. If I move a pen, you'll end up coming to write. That's a second. That's irrelevant to us right now, but it's very important. And the third, but oh, this is what I'm interested in now. certain people that have, they don't have a job. They don't have a job. You go and have tayolim. People are just touring. The Yoshve Kronos. Plenty of people just, you know, sit around and do nothing. They sit around and gamble all day. They sit around and, you know, play backgammon. I don't know what they do. So people just sit around the corners. Shekol Yemein Hin Shod. Oh, they never work. Every day Shabbos. So what's special about Shabbos? V'im Yehe Mutil HaLech L'Daber V'Lotal T'Kashar Yom Nimsa Shol Shabbos Shvisa Hani Keres. Shvisa Hani Keres. There's nothing unique about Shabbos. They didn't do anything special to make something Shabbos. I don't do Melacha, you don't do anyway, any day. So what made Shabbos special into Shabbos? So all of these things would be great reason to explain, you have to do a shvisa, stopping, in a way which is noticeable you're doing it for Shabbos. So all of these concepts would be a great way of understanding, not only because it will lead to malacha ovdin dechol, I have to do things in a way which are different than they would normally do them during the week, to create what's called the shvisa hanikeres. These are, it would be, it would make sense, that could be shitas rashi, all these ideas and explaining what this would be based on, why there's a concept per se of Nichol to do things differently than I would in the week. Things which are certainly, which are noted towards the week, to weekday type of activities. So, and the third example, the third explanation, this is comes out, I saw this, a very, very beautiful Hesber in Sefer Mitbach Kahalacha, Kitchens and according to the Halacha, written by Rav Morgenstern, Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. It's actually the one who was Mishamish from Rabbi Yashiv, his son wrote this. His son wrote this. So he quotes there the name of his Rebbe, a very, very beautiful Hesper. I think it's very meduyah from the Gemara itself. I think you have to sort of say, I think it's Mofwach. I think this is the way, kind of the way most of us think anyway, I think, but it was very well done. Quote the name of his Rebbe, said this. Rav David Ostron, I don't know who it is, but he quotes from the Shem Omro, maybe Gulul Olam will be a good thing. He quotes, the Gemara in Be'ah makes the following unbelievable connection. In discussion there, again, in terms of weighing meat on Yontif, giving up an animal, who should get this amount, who should get that amount, so the Gemara brings in Uvdan Dachol, shouldn't weigh it in the way you would during the week. So the Gemara says, what's really considered Uvdan Dechol? How much is it yes a problem? Is it no a problem? So the Gemara makes the following very interesting comparison. Rabbanan say you can't use a scale at all. Other opinions say I could use it, but I could use it baser neged hakliv, looking neged miyat. I could only weigh things in a different way than I normally would. The other opinion says chacham say I can't use a scale at all. Okay, how far do you go? So Gemara says no. It depends on shitas Rabbi Yoshua. It brings in within that discussion within uvdan dechol gabei yontif, which I'm going to assume is more or less the same as Shabbos. For this purpose, it should be basically the same thing. So the Gemara, in that context, brings in Shitas Rav Yeshua. Oh, okay, so this is Rav Yeshua. What's he talking about? The Gemara is bringing in, which is my opinion of Yeshua, and Mesechus Bechoros. Mesechus Bechoros. We're not learning Bechoros, we're learning Shabbos and Yontif. What's Bechoros? So the Rashi explains, what's the context over there? This is the Gemara, and the Chof Chesom and Aleph, and Mesechus Be'ah. Quotes, what's going on? To usher lishkol v'limkor b'bechor balmum. A bechor is supposed to be given to the Kohen. Once it gets a balmum, then they can eat without being makrev with it. However, you can't sell it and weigh it in the normal way you would. You would sell regular shalayas and maisechol, the way you would treat regular meat. It's somewhat kodesh. No. Carbon. Bechor. This is on Tuesday. Right? Because you don't want to treat it as you would any other piece of meat. This was kodesh. This was a bechor. Now I've got a mum, so you have to treat it accordingly. Shalom yasin maisecho bekachim to be zayin. It will be disgraced to that. However, if I do just one piece against another, weighing approximately, as I'm not weighing against a scale, you know, I'm weighing one piece more or less, are we getting even portions? That's not that. So what the Gemara is making a comparison between what and what? We're making a comparison between Hilchos Shabbos, Yontif, whatever, and Hilchos Kadosh, Bechoros. Ma'in Shemitah Leitzar Sinai. What's the connection? Bechlal. If we're talking about Shelo Yavol Lidei Malacha, it's kemat impossible. Very hard to understand. Right? There's no Malacha, it's a Malacha on Bechor. Rather, what seems to be the Pshat. And it doesn't even seem to be based on Shvisa HaNikaret. There's no din of Shvisa creating, make everyone give the perception that I'm stopping doing Malacha. It doesn't even seem to be that what's going on. But rather, the idea seems to be there's a concept to treat something b'kedusha. The same way I have to treat a chefta shel kodesh, a bachar, which the item is kodesh, the meat is, it's not just stam, a regular steak. It's kachim. I have to treat kachim, albeit with balmum, I have to treat it with a certain kedusha. I can't treat it in a profane, regular, as I would any other piece of meat. I can't weigh it in a normal way. So to Shabbos, albeit once in the chefta, once in the day, I can't treat a Yom Kodesh as a day of Chol. That's the comparison is they're both Kodesh. Nothing to do with Malacha. Often the Chol means I can't do, Shabbos is Kodesh. Right? That's all they say in the nursery, Shabbos, Yom Menucha, Shabbos, Kodesh. So, I think Tzukim say so also. But, what? Yeah. So Shabbos is Kodesh, and therefore Memelo, once that's the case, you can't treat it as Chol. Nothing to do with Malacha. Nothing to do with how it defines that, what are the parameters of this? So certainly, let's try to analyze a little bit where to go with this. Once we know such a concept, an unbelievable concept once we think about it. But show what the Isurim here could be based on. We already mentioned the Rambam Mishvisa HaNikeres. There are also two very important Rambans. Very well-known, but important, well-known Ramban. Ramban in Parshas Emor, on the Pasuk of Shabbason. Shiye yom shvisa lanuach bo Shabbason asehu. Shvus and Nesu back me. Let's skip a little bit. You would think it only is Varim She'ena Malacha, Tamar Lomar Shabbaso. It includes things which even aren't Malacha. Quote the name from the Milta. V'nira li, Shemedvish hazel lomar, Shenitztavino min ha-Torah, Lihios lanu menucha biyantif, Afilu midvarim she'enon Malacha. This pasuk of Shabbaso tells me I have to stop doing things even if they're not necessarily a Malacha. Lo sheyitrach kol hayom limdor hatfuos. I shouldn't spend the day measuring. V'lishkol haperos and to weigh fruit. V'hamatanos v'ulamale chov yisya'in l'fanos hakelim fill up my barrels and empty out my barrels. V'gam ha'avonim yibayis levayis v'makom l'makom. From the raisa level, you could be doing involved with all these business type of things all day long. V'im haisa ir mukaf eschom if you had an eruv. At an area of the wall was surrounded by the city was surrounded by a wall. With losos nulot balaylo yoskin shal hachamorim, you could use midaraisa, you could use donkeys and carry everything around. Ab yayin vaanovim utzein mechol masa yavou yaviu biyantif yashuk mole lechol mekachu memka. You could do all types of business midaraisa in theory. Tia hachonos psucha, the store would be open. Vachen v'ni makif. And the storekeeper would be doing business and giving people on credit. The bankers would be banking. And the currency would be there with the poalim mashkim and the malachdom, and the workers would go to work. And they would treat it like a regular weekday. that'll be true for Yontif and even Shabbos, he continues. There's none of the things he mentioned includes them. It should be a day of resting, stopping and resting. Stopping from tircha and toil. So much so, and the Ramban repeats this, in the famous piece at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. In the beginning piece of Kedoshim to you, which is like a general type of Esther, even though it's no particular, it's being a novel B'shus HaTorah, well-known concept. So the Ramban, in that long piece, includes with that, V'cheinu inyan b'shabbos, aser ha-malachos b'lav, t'ha-trachim, tircha, b'asei kloli shenem artishbo. It's a general concept of resting. So much so, that based on this Ramban, unbelievable, Rav Shevel quotes it in the footnotes, but it's a Chassam Sofer, well-known Chassam Sofer, in the Hashmatos Choshen Mishpasim and Kuf Tzadik Hei, he writes, ad kedekach, we know, treat someone very severely, someone Machal Shabbos for Hesya is a very unique state within Klal Yisrael. We know, right? It's Ovid, it's like an Ovid Avodah Zarah, it's a Mumar L'chol HaTorah Kula. So, in terms of, we know that someone who does a malacha before Hesya on Shabbos. Okay. But the Ramban goes, the Chassam Sofer goes further based on this Ramban. Let's say somebody, he's a businessman, he owns a store. He goes in, he opens his store on Shabbos. In theory, you probably can go months without violating a single list of deraisa. You know, you have the goyim, you make the deliveries. Yeah, there's a Rishon Sayachid anyway, it's all at the neighborhood. You just do business. You're dealing with muktzah, okay. You're dealing with muktzah, right? You're dealing with people give you money. It's awesome in Darbanon, clearly it's for it's awesome. But what do you, Chassam Sofer thinks such a person is under the category of Mechalel Shabbos Deraisa. Why? Based on this Ramban. The Ramban, when we say a specific Isser is on a one-time occasion, someone doesn't move to the Chol, they wipe up the ground in the way they would do it during the week. Okay, it's a one-time offense. But somebody who is Mevatel completely the sense of Shabboson, then there's no longer, the Chassam Sofer takes it that far in terms of Amal V'Tircha. So, but the reason why I brought up all of this is, let's think about this. We started speaking last time in terms of Avsha Milsa, in terms of Mashma'as Kol. Right? And items which cause a lot of noise. And therefore they distract from Shabbos, and they detract from, sorry, I'm sorry, they detract from Shabbos, we've explained not exactly Chashada, but more like it just gives people the impression that there's Chilul Shabbos going on. Especially when maybe like Shisa HaNikaras would be a very good way of understanding that. People give a sense that you're keeping Shabbos positively. Now, so that when we ask the question, if that's the case, that's all very good when you're doing something loud and boisterous and very interfering with, huh?
What if it's quiet?
But what if it's quiet, we were asking. But you should just realize everything we were speaking about over there was when you weren't involved with it. Your machine is running. You put something in on Erev Shabbos and you're somewhere else. You're not on top of it now.
Right.
You're not involved with it anymore. Your thing is your mill is now running. So there, it's only a problem if there's Avsha Milsa. However, if in many of these occasions you yourself are going to still remain involved with that continuous process. If you're going to be sitting there listening to the radio, you're going to be sitting there watching whatever, reading the computer, then all of those things, besides other research which may be involved in terms of business, in terms of Mecca, in terms of Mecca, Chomemka, B'Shabbos, and things like that, or shtarei hadyotos. Besides all of that, simply all of these practices are the chasaron of uvdin dechol. These are weekday activities. These are weekday activities. Particularly, the most obvious things based on things we spoke about until now were when it involves business, tircha and mel. However, even though the certain aspect of it in terms of Shabbos mainly include tircha and malacha. However, the bulk of what we do, the bulk of what many people do, they'll claim has nothing to do with Tircha Malacha. They'll claim for them it's Onir Shabbos. You know, they'll sit there watching the baseball game. They'll claim. So what do we think about that? So if we have a sense of what Shabbos was, that's still going to be a problem of Din Dechol. That's not what Kedusha Shabbos is about. There's another Ramban. There's another Ramban as well, and this is what we mean partially. So maybe other ideas as well also, but there's a Ramban in Parshas Yisro on Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekadosho. Remember to make it Kodesh, right? To make it Kodesh. What does that mean? What does it mean to make it Kodesh? So Zokt the Ramban. What does it mean? Shetehe hashvisa be'einenu ba'avur shehu yom kadosh. Are stopping. Not just stama stopping. I won't be tircham, huh?
Yeah, right.
For what?
Because of the yom kadosh.
And therefore what? Lihiponos bo me'iske hamachshavos behevle hazamanim. In order that one leaves the shtus and the hevel of the rest of the week, to give us spiritual enjoyment, included within that sometimes is physical. We were supposed to eat. We have a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, to eat three delicious meals. The goal of the Kedusha is to not to stop, doing anything so now we could enjoy ourselves with a Yonei Chol. The rest of the week we have to work for our parnosa. Now we can do all these physical things that we wanted to do the rest of the week. You know, that we wanted to do the rest of the week and enjoy ourselves in a weekday fashion. The day of Shabbos emptied up for the purposes of Kedusha. That's the concept of being mavakir, the chayav adam to lahak b'opnei rabo b'regel. To visit on a regular, but the Shabbat below the Pesukim there include Shlochodesh for Shabbos, including to go to the Rebbeim. B'zeh tam shvisas behema shelotehe b'libinu machshava aleha. Therefore, the Torah doesn't want us to have our thoughts on our work. And therefore, the Ramah continues. The Ramah and Siman Reish Tzadik Po'alim b'nei balabatim. She'enon oskim haTorah kol yimei haShavua, yasku yosef haTorah mitachachom oskim haTorah kol yimei haShavua. In other words, therefore, the balabatim who are working all week long, what are they supposed to be doing on Shabbos? More so, they're supposed to be using it for Talmud Torah. Or similarly, this very famous Yerushalmi, the Beis Yosef in the Reish Peches, lo nitnu Shabbosos yom tovim Yisrael elo kedei lasik haTorah. They're busy. At work. Completely understandable. Doesn't mean they shouldn't be koveyit and latara during the week. But they're busy. It's understandable. And they can't do it as regularly. They're able. They have the time. For that reason, you can't even have a suda of Shabbos, which is correct oneg Shabbos during that time when the shiurim are being given. You should make your meals earlier or later. And the Mishnah Berurah continues there. That's even for Onik Shabbos. It's even just a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos for eat the sudos. Kol shekein for kol shekein to do things which are completely chol. Famous Yalkut Shimoni in Parashas, the beginning of a Yaakov. Asei lecha kehilos gedolos v'drosh b'fneihem hilcha Shabbos. By Yaakov, to teach hilcha Shabbos. The beginning of a Yaakov speaks about hilcha Shabbos. Why did Moshe gather them? To teach them Shabbos. To teach them the laws of Shabbos. And Shabbos is an Indian of gathering people to learn Yonei Shabbos. All of this is basically saying, besides, number one, there's one kind of the stopping doing malacha. Right, of doing malacha, and malacha doesn't only include for the Rambam these things over the whole lead you to malacha. That itself is a problem. The person does things the way they do the rest of the week, especially things which are weekday oriented. You use weekday equipment, it may lead you to malacha. That's one part of it. If I use a radio, the radio is used, I'll just start turning it on. If it's on, even if it's on before, I'll turn it on, turn it off, higher, lower, whatever it is. It puts you in the weekday mode in terms of malacha. What's that?
An alarm.
I mean, if it's something which it just makes a very loud, it makes a noise, and wakes you up for shacharis, then great. It'll go off.
That's it. Just something.
No, so that's fine. I mean, you don't interact with that. You don't interact with that at all. It wakes you up.
Oh, because the radio I'm listening for a long time.
The radio, yeah. You shouldn't be sitting there listening to the radio.
Hear something else.
What's that?
You're saying that I want to hear something. What would lead me closer to melacha? About a radio. You're saying the radio could lead you closer to melacha. An alarm clock. Wouldn't I want to shut off the alarm clock?
For the Rambam, am I sure about this? Okay, I'll let that go. I could hear your point. I'm not going to force that issue. For the Rambam, there may not be that much of a difference in terms of would that lead. I still think, in a sense, you're interacting with the Yanei Chol.
Right.
So I think that itself is one is just sort of goes on for a minute and goes right off.
Right.
More
focused on one.
Yeah.
Right.
One you have to listen to. The other one you don't want to hear.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the only reason you hear is you want to get up for chakras.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons we ask her this again is for the Rambam, since it leads to Malacha. For Rashi, it seems to be an issue if they ask, well, whether the Pshat is the creator Shvisa Anikara has a positive sense of Shabbos, not just a day of abstaining, but we actively have to create a sense of Shvisa to show that this day is different. Maybe through it, give it kavod, part of what Shvisa Anikara is. It's not just simply you have to stop. Through the Shvisa, you give kavod to the day itself, that you're stopping for it. You're actively, you know, like when the king comes to town, even if you happen to not be doing anything, you have to maybe do something active to show that you're stopping for him. Huh? So then that itself gives him honor. Lamasha. Then, but particularly if we explain part of the union is to stop in terms of doing any sense of malacha, in terms of any sense of tercha, maybe some other ideas within. I'll hold off with that. With some deeper ideas next time, and we speak next time in terms of items which I start from before Shabbos as well. In terms of business, like leaving internet sites on and things, leaving factories going. We'll speak about that a little bit more next time. But gufa in terms of the Kedusha of Shabbos itself, comparing it to Karbanos, it's like a Bachar, you have to treat it with a certain Kedusha. So besides the fact, simply you have to stop doing any sense of Malacha, anything which resembles Malacha, because of Tercha is also included within that. And you have to stop being involved in the things you're involved with all week. That's part of it. But now simply, one has to stop with that for a purpose. So besides anything work-related, anything just simply weekday related is also going to be a problem. Anything weekday related, if I'm going to be listening to the radio all day, and I'm going to be listening to the watching, even though I didn't turn it on, if a guy turned it on, or not, if he saw it, of course not for me, a guy turned it on for himself, and I'm in the window watching, you watch through some, huh?
Yeah.
So these type of things seem to be a problem in terms of treating the Yom Shabbos as a Yom Chol, treating Yom Shabbos as it takes away. It's a zilzal of Shabbos. Really, yes.
What about timers?
What about timers? That's a great thing we'll leave with. You know what I think? It's not time for mincha right now anyway. So I think in terms of timers, I'll leave you with this right now. Maybe we'll pick up with this next time. In terms of timers, it's a very good question that Rav Moshe deals with. He wasn't happy with it at all. It's really one of the next things I wanted to talk about. Rav Moshe in Or HaChaim Siman Daled Samach. You could run your factory in theory through timers. We spoke about before. So what's the difference? Here the Kli is doing something starting on Shabbos. But we'll get to that maybe next time. But over Achiyav HaKavod. And therefore, by doing so, you mevatel the kavod of Shabbos. You take away the kavod of Shabbos completely. Umutter davka mashik far nagu kamol dechpol saneiros. He wasn't happy to think that the lights were going out through that way already, but since that was already done, that was no longer perceived as a disgrace. He did not want further usages of lemaisa. We know that way. I don't know in terms of people do for air conditioners and things like that. Okay, maybe yes, maybe no, but in terms of further things, using it in that direction, maybe we'll have to pick up with a little bit next week in terms of that, in terms of the internet size, another idea. Shikayach, thank you so much.